فرقان احمد ایف ایئر کیو این اسپیس ایچ ایم ای ڈی ڈکٹیٹنگ فور ڈاکٹر تمام محمد ٹی ایم اے ایم اسپیس ایم او ایچ اے ایم اے ڈی ڈیر دا سروس از 22 جنوری 2013 دا پیشنٹ از لکارتھا بیلے ایل جی ای آر ٹی ایچ اے اسپیس بی اے ایل وائی ڈیٹ آف برتھ از 08/21/1953 نیم آف دا پرائمری کیئر فزیشین از گلوریا ای چین اے جی ایل او آر آئی اے اسپیس ای فل اسٹاپ اسپیس جی سی ایچ اے این ای وائی کوما ڈی ڈٹ او ڈاٹ next paragraph, kindly copy the address and the phone number and the fax number from the dictation done on 18th of September 2012 and paste it here. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic. No, next paragraph, reason for visit is a follow-up visit. Next, dear colleagues, we have the pleasure of seeing Miss Bailey in our clinic today. She's a very present 59-year-old African-American female with the past medical history, seeking for hypertension, osteoarthritis, blind position, vertigo, and sleep apnea. She's in our clinic today for a follow-up visit. Next paragraph, on today's visit, the patient denies any chest pain, but she does complain of shortness of breath, which comes on spontaneously, is intermittent. It's not related to, it's not associated with chest pain or cough. She does get short of breath after walking for some distance. All these symptoms regarding her shortness of breath started 1 week ago. She didn't have any palpitation, dizziness, pre-sequence, cerebral attacks. She's complying with all her medication and following up with the primary care physician regularly. Next, past medical history, number one, hypertension, number two, osteoarthritis, number three, blind position, vertigo, number four, sleep apnea. Next, past surgical history, insignificant. Next, social history, the patient had quit smoking 15 years ago. She's currently smoking, drinking alcohol, and using any illicit drugs. Next, family history, significant for hypertension. And next, allergies, the patient is allergic to intravenous dyes. Next, current medication. Kindly copy medication 1 to 4 from page number 2 of the dictation done on 7th of August 2012 and paste it here. Medication number 5 include omeprazole, O-M-E-P-R-A-Z-O-L-D, 20 milligrams QD. Next, physical examination, vital signs on today's visit, patient blood pressures are 123/79, pulse is 76 beats per minute, she weighs 250 pounds and height is 5 feet 7 inches, generally she is alert at any time, place present on any apparent discharge, genetic examination reveal normal spherical gait, traumatic pupils are non-reactive to light and accommodation, external movement intact, neck is supported, trachea central, there is no JVD, carotid obstructs are bilateral base without any breath, clear tympanic auscultation without any V's, cardiovascular regular rate and rhythm as soon as to normal, no rubs, carotid murmur, appreciated, point of maximum, 65 minutes, carotid, mid-carbical, rank of down, south, north, and non-descended. Possible also in all four corners, only one antenna is extremities, no clubbing sign, so edema 2 plus possible bilateral fibrofibromyalgia muscle strength. Next diagnostic investigations include number one, mammogram. The patient had a mammogram on taken in July 2012, which showed no features or suggestive of malignancy. The breast had a stable appearance. And next, ABI. The patient recent ABI was done on 18th of September, which showed ABI 1.13 on the right and 1.01 on the left. Next, kindly copy the investigations including venous plethysmography, echocardiography, cardiac ultrasound study, 24-hour Holter monitoring, myocardial perfusion stress test study, and lower extremity ankle brachial index from page number 2 and 3 of the dictation done on 7th of August 2012 and paste it here kindly. Number one, next assessment plan, number one, coronary artery disease. The patient has multiple disorder of coronary artery disease. On today's visit, she denies any chest pain. But she does complain of shortness of breath. She had a stress test done on done in November 2011, which came out to be negative. Since then, the patient is asymptomatic. We're going to closely monitor her for her within this regard on her next visit and manage accordingly. Next, number two, peripheral vascular disease. The patient had peripheral vascular disease. We did an ABI on her, which is a normal range. On today's visit, the patient has a leg condition. Since the patient is currently asymptomatic, her ABI is normal. We are going to closely further monitor her and follow with her in this regard on next visit and manage her accordingly. Next, hypertension. Today's visit, the patient blood pressure is 133/79. Since the blood pressure of the patient is well controlled on this medication, we are going to continue to manage on the same medication. We are going to check her blood pressure on next visit and manage it accordingly. Next, number four, sleep apnea. The patient medical history is significant of sleep apnea. She is being followed up in sleep clinic. In this regard, she has been recommended to use CPAP, which we are going to follow up her in this regard on next visit and then manage it accordingly. Next, thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Belli. We are going to follow with her in 2 months' time. In the meantime, we want her to take her medication regularly and follow with the primary care physician. We also provide her with her telephone number, and she can reach us with any question or concerns. Cecilia Furkana, with FURQN, Space AHME, DM, Medical Student Detective, for Dr. Tamam Mohammed, EMAM, Space MOH, AMAD. This is end of dictation.